In the name of our one God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning, the book of Isaiah gives us this impressive, sweeping, magnificent picture of God. Isaiah speaks of God sitting above the earth, stretching out the heavens like a curtain. God, the creator of the cosmos, great in strength, mighty in power, as Isaiah says. This is a familiar and important aspect of God. God is infinite, sovereign, supreme. There is truth in this. If we focus only on this, though, and Christians have throughout the centuries, the millennia, if we focus only on this aspect of God, we also might begin to view God as distant, as inaccessible, as other. Maybe something worse, if there is an undue or sole emphasis on this aspect of God's power, and it is only an aspect of God's power, it also could distort our view of God. It could even distort our faithful following of God. These distortions of who God is and how we are supposed to follow God are dangerous. They could even be deadly. We see distorted images that allow a swastika to be placed side by side, a cross, say in 1940s Germany, or in 2020s United States, a Confederate flag to be placed beside Christian symbols. It all is always good and right and healthy and needed to evaluate our view of God and what this means for our following. Isaiah in the same breath, or at least the same passage, says more. Isaiah also speaks of God's intimacy, God's involvement in our lives, God's care and concern for us. God gives power to the faint, Isaiah tells us. God strengthens the powerless. God nurtures, renews, restores. And this is echoed in our song. The creator and sustainer of the cosmos also creates and sustains us. Cares for us in very close, personal ways. In Psalm 147, the God who counts the number of the stars, and I love this part, and names them, the God whose wisdom is unlimited, who covers the heavens with clouds, is the same God who gathers the exiles, who heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, who lifts up the lowly and provides food for flocks and herds and humankind. This is a God who is not distant at all, not aloof or detached in any way, but rather truly with us, intimate, familiar. It is this God whom we know in the person of Jesus. Jesus, who in the very first chapter of the Gospel of Mark, we hear this morning, enters a home, takes a sick woman by the hand, lifts her up, and heals her. This is how near, how personal God is. Jesus tends to Peter's mother-in-law and then stands with and cares for many who needed his healing touch. This is who God is. And as God cares for each one of us, God also then works through us. God's loving kindness is shown to us, and surely it is. And I hope we know this. I hope we feel this, even in a small way. God's loving kindness is shown to us and through us to others. God continues to bless us and bless the world through our own lives. This often may be lived out in seemingly ordinary ways. Yes, sometimes they're grand gestures, but often they're not. God the Creator, spoken of in Isaiah and the Psalms, remember, we see in Jesus as he simply bends down to meet a woman right where she is, connects to her through his presence and a healing touch. So the cosmic then becomes local, becomes very concrete in actual gestures, in words, in actions, in what we do and say. God the Creator becomes the one who serves and then calls us to serve as well. Peter's mother-in-law seems to understand this well, maybe even before Peter himself or the other disciples. In line with what Jesus is doing, she serves particular people in specific ways. God's work in her flows through her to others. And then they know God. They know God through her life lived out. They know God, the creator of the cosmos, through her words, her touch, her service, her solidarity, through her life. We see here that the holy, good work God does through us, at times it can seem rather unremarkable, but it is anything but. It changes lives. It can change communities. It can change society even, if it is lived faithfully, rightly, justly. The ways and the forms that it takes are countless. Let us, though, sisters and brothers, continue to open ourselves to this, that the cosmic creator would continue to live out the love that is at the heart of the cosmos through our own lives. Amen.
Amen.